And with that, we will move to item 18, health action plan.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, John Kianta, Terrestrial Section Chief. Good to see you guys again today. We're down a couple of commissioners. We had eight yesterday. Yeah, this is great. So I want to talk a little bit about the Elk Action Plan and some of our discussions at our January meeting. Andy Lindblom gave you a presentation at the January Commission meeting and went over the draft Elk Action Plan that we were ready to put out for public comment. So I'll just couple high points on some minor changes to the plan. And you heard Andy and Andrew reference these yesterday as well, but just so that they're front and center, that current draft action plan, one of the slight changes is to eliminate the any elk license success threshold. So currently, we have a hard line that says our any elk licenses that success has to be 75% or greater. And so we're in the draft plan, we're eliminating that hard line. We'll still consider success, and that's important to us, but we'll lean very heavily on the average age of bulls harvested on any elk licenses. So that threshold is we want to see bulls 4 years old or older, 60% of those, or 60% or greater. For the average age of bulls. So we'll use that and then consider success and not use that success as a hard line. The other adjustment to the plan is to change the percent of archery any elk licenses that we allocate. So currently we do 25% archery any elk and then the 75% to rifle. So what the draft action plan says is that we would do 30% to archery and 70% to rifle, just to adjust that to the number of applicants and the demand for those licenses, just a slight shift there. So those are the two changes in the action plan. At our last meeting, we had some discussion about the population objective, and in particular, Commissioner Beese asked, if we increase that population objective, would that allow for more opportunity? And I think, I'll tell you that we have a huge demand for elk hunting in South Dakota. A lot of people are desiring to hunt, and it's a great experience, great opportunity. And so that makes sense to us that, if we can get more people afield and get more tags in folks' pocket, we address more of that demand. And so, based on those discussions, the commission did direct us to put the draft action plan and then this idea of increasing the population objective out for public comment. So we did just that after that January commission meeting. We received over 200 comments, so lots of comments on both the action plan, but also the population objective. I'll focus on that population objective for now. And we went through all of those comments. We had staff look at those and whether folks supported it or not and kind of what they were thinking about. So overall, about 80% of the responses that we received were in support of increasing the population objective, and about 20% opposed it. Just kind of high level, what were some of those comments? So the folks in support probably goes, no big surprise, they want to see more elk. They like to see more licenses and increase their draw odds, so their opportunity to get an elk license in South Dakota. Some folks said that they would like to go even higher. So let's not just go to 9,000, let's go higher. And of course, we heard that from the Wildlife Federation yesterday that, they'd like to see it at 10,000 or even more. And so that's all fine and dandy. The folks on the opposed side, generally what we heard is that they feel like we have plenty of elk right now, or maybe could use even a few less. And then there was some talk of depredation issues, so some damage that elk are causing there in the Black Hills. I want to talk a little bit about that. So we do experience depredation, and there's some spots that I would call them chronic areas. So there's areas where elk are coming in, and it's a good area for elk, and they like to be there. And unfortunately, it's on private land, and it causes some issues for those particular landowners. So we experienced some depredation, but there's a lot of public land too in the Black Hills. And, for those folks that are experiencing depredation, and particularly those areas of chronic depredation, we're using that wildlife damage management program that I talked about yesterday and working with those landowners to address, those issues that they're seeing. And we've got a number of programs. We assist with fencing, stack yards to protect their stored feed, We have food plot and hayland contracts that we work with them on crops and just, you know, the grass for hay out there. And then we also direct hunters to them, and we try to focus harvest in those chronic areas and address those numbers for them. So we give them a little bit of reprieve there. So what I would say is if the commission desires to go to a higher population objective, so if we go to 6,000 to 9,000, it would not be our intention to go right to 9,000. And quite frankly, we're not going to be able to do that in a year or maybe even 2 years. It's going to take a while for us to get up there if we want to go that direction. And we certainly wouldn't look to increase in these areas where we know we've had issues in the past. And I'd like to refer back to some of those maps that Andy showed you yesterday. So you look at what we're doing right now. We want to maintain that elk population at about 7,800 elk. So overall, a maintained goal. But if you remember on those maps, some of those units were a decrease objective. So we're able to kind of turn areas on and off and address numbers of elk, even though we may want to maintain or increase the population. We can still put some pressure on elk and still help in these areas that we want to see a bit fewer elk and honestly address that depredation. So I would say that. The other thing I would like the commission to know, and we're really proud of, is we know a lot about elk in the Black Hills. This is a species that we've studied quite extensively. We do a lot of surveys, collect a lot of data on elk. And in particular, we're doing our aerial survey every 4 years. And then also modeling efforts that we do in between those aerial surveys. And I can tell you it's very accurate, and we have a really good handle on the number of elk in the Black Hills. The other thing that we know from the past is that if we want to, we can bring this elk herd down, and we can bring it down fast. So where it takes some time to grow the elk herd, we want to go the other way. We can issue the licenses, and we can bring the herd down. So that's important. And again, if we can be strategic about it, like I was explaining a moment ago, we're able to address any of those depredation concerns and do it fast with hunters, which is great. So. Just a little bit more on depredation. I would tell you, as I did yesterday with the Wildlife Damage Management Plan, it's our field staff, right? Our wildlife damage specialists, our program managers, our regional supervisors, they're the ones that are addressing these requests for services and working with those landowners through those WDM programs to provide them with some assistance. So we've talked to them about increasing this population objective. We want to make sure they're okay with it because they're the ones that are going to, you know, deal with any issues of increased elk and such. And I can tell you that they fully support this. So those folks on the ground that are impacted most by this support an increase as well to the population objective. So kind of wrapping that all up, what we're seeing so far is a lot of support both from the public and from our staff to increase that population objective. And what we're talking about is 6,000 to 9,000 elk. I'll say it again, our intention would not be to go right to 9,000 if we choose to put this in play. And the current proposal that you all made yesterday, that's to manage for 7,800 elk, and that's what it would be for the next 2 years. We would want to, if we change this objective, come back to you and say, okay, let's start building the herd. We just roll with that. And what we do in the meantime, and what's important to us, is to monitor and evaluate habitat conditions in the Black Hills. And that's really what will dictate, along with that depredation, that'll dictate where we would like to go with the elk population. So if things are looking good out there and we're addressing depredation issues, then we'd be in a good spot to try to build to that 9,000. If things aren't looking so great, we'd probably stay where we're at or even maybe decrease. And that's the nice thing about that range. 6,000 to 9,000 gives us a lot of room to manage for the conditions and manage for the situation that we're in. So that would be important to us. And again, if we increase the elk population or if we decide to do this and when we do that, we would do it in the appropriate places. So we know where historically it's just not a good idea to have a lot of elk in certain places. But we also know where we can grow elk and it's all public land and not have a big impact on private land or some of those livestock operations. So primarily in the Black Hills, that's going to be like Unit 1 and 2. If we were to make increases, it would be in those areas, not on some of those peripheries where we have a lot more private land. So kind of wrapping this all up, Madam Chair, It would be the department's recommendation that the commission direct us to revise the draft action plan and include this 6,000 to 9,000 population objective, and that we would think that we should put it back out for 60 days of public comment, and then come back to you at your May commission meeting with an evaluation of that of those comments, and make a decision there as to whether we would adopt that plan with those changes that I talked about, including the population objective, or make some changes and move ahead with something different.
Good.
I'd certainly take any questions.
And I just want to, for the record, and I apologize I didn't do this sooner, we do have Commissioner Teal with us online, so we'll allow him to ask a question should he have any. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire, yeah, thank you. That you touched on the most important thing for me, which was what's the downside? I mean, it's easy to, you know, say, hey, everything's all, you know, hunky dory, we're going to give everybody two tags, you know, and here's how we're going to do it. I mean, that's not, but, you know, we're not going to be able to do that. But we are, you know, trying to maximize what we can without repercussion. And I think, and that is between you and the biologists, I mean, hats off. I mean, like you said, you've got a really good hold on what's going on out there, and where we can go, and all the signs, you know, from the biologists are telling us that we can move ahead in some of those areas, and addressing those concerns of those, you know, with the depredation, depredation. I mean, I'm just so happy when I hear all the, I mean, you guys do a lot, the fencing and the feeding and conversations and whatnot. So no, it's really good to hear those things. So I appreciate that. So yeah, I'm fully supportive of this.
Additional questions from the commission? John, should we move forward with this as a commission? And I know we'll have the 60-day period if that does happen. Will the stakeholder group be called together to also examine this?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I failed to mention that. So after the January commission meeting, I did specifically reach out to the stakeholder group and put this in front of them so they knew that what we were talking about. So yeah, if you choose to move forward today, we would put this back out for public comment. We'd ask Nick to put it on the website and a press release, and then I would engage the stakeholders again and make sure they understand what we're moving ahead with here and take some input from them. Yes.
Okay, very good. Last call for questions. Seeing none, we do need to move forward with a motion for the department. Moved by Commissioner Bartley. Seconded by Commissioner Nyberg. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. It does move forward.
Thank you very much.
All right. Very good, everyone.